Secretary Rice says Iran has limited time to respond to the international package, urging a reply within weeks. But while stressing the need for a timely response, Rice also seemed to warn against any knee-jerk negative reaction from Tehran. She spoke on U.S. television CBS's Early Show.
We certainly hope that Iran will take a few days to think over a very serious proposal. And it is a proposal, by the way, that is not just an American proposal, but a proposal that the international community is offering Iran as a way out of this impasse.
Secretary Rice said the financial and technological incentives being offered have a flip side, penalties that could be imposed if Iran rejects the offer. Iranian officials have cautiously welcomed the prospect of direct U.S. involvement in stalled European-led talks over Iran's nuclear program, but the government in Tehran has not yet offered an official response to the international proposal. Speaking on NBC's Today program, Rice said Iran has a choice to make.
Iran now has two paths before it. One is a path that would give Iran considerable benefits, including civil nuclear power. The other, though, is a path that goes to the Security Council again and can use then the full weight of the Security Council to isolate Iran.
Secretary Rice has said that the impetus for achieving progress in nuclear negotiations now lies with Iran and the decision it must make. But she denied that the international proposal constitutes an ultimatum to Tehran.
There's not an ultimatum here, but there is a choice. And the international community needs to know if Iran intends to negotiate seriously.
Iran has long maintained that its nuclear activities are purely peaceful, with the intent of generating power for a growing population. Earlier this year, Iran resumed its uranium enrichment program. Depending on the level of enrichment, uranium can be used to generate nuclear power or to build an atomic weapon. The Bush administration says it is prepared to join European-led talks with Iran if Tehran agrees to suspend its enrichment program. European officials have welcomed direct U.S. involvement in negotiations, but Iran's initial reaction indicated it rejects the U.S. condition. Iran's foreign minister said Thursday his government welcomed dialogue with the United States, but would not give up its rights. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.